Melanie Reese used to have neighbors. Now, signs advertising vacation rentals mar the homes in Crested Butte's Meridian Lake subdivision. More and more, housing units are commercial lodging, not homes, she says.
In all of these towns, we have what is commonly being called now a rental crisis. The number of jobs available is pages long in our newspaper, and we may have three or four for rent.
Crested Butte isn't the only Western town facing a housing crunch. Reese works as a contract housing consultant for the Colorado Association of Ski Towns. She has seen similar situations across the Rockies. When the recession ended, second homeowners returned with a vengeance. They bought up property to rent out on sites like VRBO and Airbnb. This left the booming local workforce short on places to live. This summer, many workers took shelter in the town's surrounding campgrounds. OB Joyful, Musicians Camp, those were some of the hardest hit in the Slate River drainage. Tent cities popped up. Reese says this kind of condensed camping has negative impacts not only on employees' performance, but also on the environment.
You know, we don't have the systems in place for the outhouses and places for people to get clean, so that will affect our water quality.
That means other organizations have been forced to step up to address the problem. Out at Musicians Camp, Zach Vodder with the Coal Creek Watershed Coalition checks on the group's portable toilet. Generally, he says, the water quality in the upper Slate is good, but recent water data has shown hits for E. coli and fecal coliform. That led the coalition to raise funds for a single porta-potty. So far, they've collected more than 880 gallons of human waste, about 1,200 individual uses.
As soon as that road melts out in the spring, There's people back here camping that are seasonal workers.
For the time being, Vodder says camping workers is more of a social issue than an environmental one. But the camping workers aren't only crowding out tourists, they're crowding out nearby towns, including a federal research facility. 8 miles north of Crested Butte lies the town of Gothic. In the late 1800s, the town boomed with silver. Now, it's home to the Rocky Mountain Biological Laboratory. Every summer, more than 150 national scientists descend on the town to study things like how marmots react to climate change. But this year, destructive visitors overran the area, says the field station's director, Ian Billick.
We have locations directly adjacent to us here at the research facilities where people have cleared up, cut the vegetation down, there's human feces throughout the site. We've had scientists remove research plots because of the amount of human waste.
Even on an early fall morning, there's a steady stream of leaf-peeping traffic from Gothic down to Crested Butte, and town employees are busy installing no trespassing signs along the roadway. With the winter ski season fast approaching, residents aren't sure what to expect. After all, it's too cold to camp, and the city's affordable housing projects won't be done until next year. Reese expects businesses will shorten their hours of operation, unable to find staff, and whatever employees they do have will be overworked. Maybe next year, she says, will be better. For KVNF, I'm Gloria Dickey.